بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi وسلم is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today inshallah we will continue to learn about how to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, can you please... And today, inshallah, we will learn about Allah's mercy, because learning about Allah's mercy will make us, alhamdulillah, to feel how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we are in need with His mercy. And when the mercy of Allah will touch your heart, inshallah, you will feel the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the beginning, we will learn about the definition of Allah's mercy or Allah's grace. Allah's mercy is the will of Allah to flow happiness, reassurance and peace in the deep inside of the spirit all the time. That is to say, at the time of prosperity and at the time of adversity. In order to learn about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will read some verses of the Quran which is related to Allah's mercy, and we will start with surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 54. We will start to learn about the mercy of Allah from the verses of the Quran, so that you will realize how great is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah number 6, verse number 54. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا جاءك الذين يؤمنون بآياتنا فقل سلام عليكم كتب ربكم على نفسه الرحمة أنه من عمل منكم سوءا بجهالة ثم تاب من بعده وأصلح فأنه غفور رحيم.
Tried some of them with others, that they may say, is it this whom Allah has favored from amongst us? Does not Allah know best those who are grateful? When those who believe in our ayat come to us, say, Salam alaikum, your Lord has written mercy for himself, so that if any of you does evil in ignorance and thereafter repents and does righteous good deeds, then surely he is all forgiving, most merciful.
Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in this verse of the Quran, sisters, two rules. Number one, your Lord has prescribed mercy for himself. This is number one. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the basic for his relation with his slaves. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also that if any of you does evil in ignorance and repents and does righteous good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful of forgiving. Okay? Then we will read again from Surah number 7, verse number 56. Surah number 7, verse number 56. Now we will read from Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, verse number 55 and 56. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Ud'u rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufiyah. Innahu la yuhibbul mu'tadin. Wa la tufsidu fil ardi ba'da islahiha. Wad'uuhu khawfan wa tama'a. Inna rahmatallahi qareebun minal muhsinin.
Invoke your Lord with humility and in secret. He likes not the aggressors, and do not mischief on the earth, after he has been set in order, and invoked him with fear and hope. Surely, Allah's mercy is near to the good doers.
Okay, so the rule of this verse of the Quran, sister, is that Allah's mercy is near to unto those whom they are doing the good deeds. When you are doing the good deeds, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be sure that the mercy of Allah is so close to you. Now we will read from the same surah, surah number 7, verse number 156. 156. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون.
And ordain for us good in this world and here in the hereafter. Certainly we have turned to you, he said. My punishment I afflict there with whom I will, and my mercy embraces all things that I shall ordain for those who are in the mutaqin and give zakat, and those who believe in our ayat.
Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Quran is teaching us the rule that, and my mercy embraces everything, all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his mercy is covering everything. Now we will read from surah number 18, we will read from surah number 39, verse number 53. Surah number 39. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 53. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
Say, O Ibadi, who have transgressed against themselves, despair not of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah forgives all sins. Truly, He is all-forgiving, most merciful.
Actually, in this verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying how great is His mercy, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending a message to those whom they have transgressed against themselves by committing evil deeds and sins. For those people whom they are far away from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, is sending for them a message, despair not of the mercy of Allah, because Allah forgives all the sins, because Allah is the most merciful. But actually, regarding forgiving all the sins, Allah clarified in Surah An-Nisa that Allah forgive all the sins except the sin of not believing in His oneness. Okay? If you do any sins and then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness, Allah will accept your and Allah will forgive you, except those whom they don't believe in the oneness of Allah. This is the sin which is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never accept this sin, to believe in someone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only sin which is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have someone with Him. Okay, but other sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives these sins. Okay, now sisters, actually I will clarify to you more and more details about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that inshallah I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will feel this mercy in your spirit, and then inshallah it will have a great effect on your heart. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In surah number 6, verse number 12, I will give you the meaning, but let us read it first. Surah number 6, verse number 12. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قل لمن ما في السماوات والأرض قل لله كتب على نفسه الرحمة. Surah number 6 verse number 12, say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, to whom belongs all that in the heavens and the earth, say to Allah, he has prescribed mercy for himself. Okay? So, you know, sisters, this is again and again a fact which every one of us has to believe, that Allah has prescribed mercy for himself. So always live your life through the belief that whatever I have in my life is out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? All, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the universe. Out of his generosity and by his own will, he committed himself to bestow his mercy and grace over all his servants. Both grace and mercy provide the basic rules in his treatment and judgment over his servants. This is a very important rule which every believer must believe in, that it is the grace of Allah and the mercy of Allah that are the basic rules for the treatment, his treatment with me and with all the human beings. So whatever is happening in my life, whether I like or I don't like, I accept or I don't accept, I am supposed to believe that it is still out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time, prosperity, adversity, trials, hardships, ease, it is all out of his mercy. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all the time around us, all the time very close to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful with us in all the events of our life. Whether we can feel it or not, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Actually, I will give you some examples of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you can realize that it is the basic concept that we are living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, in the very existence of mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala originates us from what we don't know. Nobody knows how we are created. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us because he is the most merciful. The noble position of mankind, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has the breath of his spirit in our father Adam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from two elements, from the clay and plus the breath of the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only mankind, Prophet Adam was created, the first mankind, he was created from two elements, okay? The clay and the breath of the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified this to us in the Quran. Allah's mercy to him, to send the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Holy Quran to them, both are sources of mercy to humanity. Again and again, sisters, we Muslims have the two sources for our teaching of our religion. Number one, the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the source of cure and mercy for the believers. Okay? These facts must be clear in the spirit. Okay? When I handle the Quran, I must say to myself, this is the book of the mercy and cure for my spirit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, he created me and he created the whole life and the heavens and the earth and the whole universe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for me the rules of cure and mercy and how to live this very difficult life, this test, in that book. So in this book, I am supposed all the time, when I look to the Quran, to say to myself, this is the book of the mercy and the cure, so I cannot live without this book. You know, this is the basic belief in Islam. I can't live without the Quran. Because in the Quran, I will find all the support and the peace and the guidance and the solutions of all the problems in this worldly life. And I always mention to the sister that at any time, open any page of the Quran. any page and try to read in this page of the Quran, try to read it, you will find in any page of the Quran a rule of cure and mercy for the spirit. Okay, all the time, as a true believer in the oneness of Allah, this is the Islam, to true believe in the oneness of Allah. Okay, you must believe also that this book is the cure and mercy for me in this life. The rules of this book will be the rules of my guidance and in spiritual happiness for me. There is no other source of happiness, tranquility, peace, acceptance of this life except through the rules of the Quran. If you can't believe in this rule, you will never feel tranquility or peace in your worldly life at all. Okay, and actually, because Muslims now are away from following the rules of the Quran, they are living this miserable life which they are living. And also most of the humanity are living miserable life, as it is clear to every one of us, but we are not discussing religions other than Islam. We are discussing Islam because Islam is my religion. In my religion, the source of cure and mercy is number one, the words of the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. So I must be attached psychologically to the Quran, okay, with the belief that I am in great need of this book. I love this book. I cannot live without this book. This is the rules of my life. This is the way of my peace. This is the only way to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This book will be the source of my psychological balance. This book will be the source that I will fulfill all my responsibilities in this worldly life in the best shape, because I will fulfill these responsibilities for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is the source to teach you how to live your life as a life of responsibilities. And the Quran will be the book to teach you how to fulfill your responsibilities in the best shape, in spite of the fact others are never compensating for what I am giving them. Through the Quran, you will never be waiting for anyone to compensate, for anyone to thank, for anyone to help or to support. You will be only looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you connect with the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you open the Quran, Allah will talk to you. And when you understand the message, you will be connected to Him. And when you will be connected to Him, you will feel His mercy. So when you look around you, and you notice that most of the people are not saying the truth, most of the people are not sincere, most of the people are not doing their responsibilities, most of the people are choosing the bad way and not the good way. Most of the people, subhanallah, you know, they are actually living far away from the truth. But because I am connected with this book, and maybe I am alone, but still, all praise to Allah. I am confident, I am following the rules, and I feel that maybe I am the only one who has the peace and the tranquility, and alhamdulillah, I am content with all the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have psychological balance, I can worship Allah in the best shape, I can fulfill my responsibilities in the worldly life in the best shape, alhamdulillah, and I am sure of the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me in this life. He will take care of me, He will support me, He will forgive me, He will provide me from means which I don't know. When you connect with the Quran, you feel that you have Allah in your life. When you have Allah in your life, you have the only will, the only power, the only mercy. All this is working for your sake. All praise to Allah. Why I will be in need of any other human being whom they are just handful of dust, no power, no will, no mercy, nothing. They are in great need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the rule of the Quran in the life of the true believer in the oneness of Allah. Every day you must connect with the words of Allah through recitation of the Quran, trying to understand the message. Not just, you know, to read وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. No, this is the music of the Quran. Quran is not the book of the music. Quran is not the book to read it and not to understand it. Quran is the book of rules. If you have half an hour in your day for the Quran, read it in your language. Don't read it in Arabic. Why? You don't understand it. It is not a book just to recite while you don't understand. The Quran is the rules of my life. So every day I am in need of a dose of these rules, so that I will balance my day. By the end of the day, I will look around me and I will feel that I am not in a good relation with everyone. I am not happy with what is going on. What can I do? Oh Allah, tomorrow I have to follow the right guidance, or I have to do as the rest of the people are doing. So I will get the book of Allah, I will start to recite, then I will be convinced. All praise to Allah. I will follow the guidance of Allah. I will follow the rules of Allah. Because I got the dose of guidance. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I received the dose of guidance which I am in need of. So number one, if you want to feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must have the Quran in your daily life. Every day you must recite the Quran in your language. Try to understand the meaning of the verses of the Quran. Try to recite the Quran feeling that Allah is talking to me. So I cannot recite the Quran while I am sitting with some friends, while the television is on, while there is a lot of noise in the room. I must sit alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the Quran, trying to feel that, oh Allah, I am trying to be connected to you because I need you, I need your guidance, I need your mercy. Day after day after day, recitation of the Quran will be part of your spiritual food. You will not be balanced except when you recite the amount of the Quran which you recite every day. It will become like a dose of medicine. If I don't have the medicine every day, I will feel that I am not healthy. I need my medicine. Give me the Quran. This is the way to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to connect with the words of Allah, the rules of Allah, the mercy of Allah. How I can connect with all of this? With the words of Allah, with the Quran. So those whom they are looking for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must have the words of Allah as a part of your daily life. Whatever happens, as you eat, as you drink, as you sleep, okay? Number four, you must recite the Quran every day with the belief that, oh Allah, these are your words which I believe in them. I am in great need of the guidance. I am in great need of the understanding of the truth around me. I am in great need of your mercy so that I can be always following the right path in spite of what is going on around me. So this is the importance of the Quran. Now we will read from Surah Al-Isra, Surah number 17, verse number 82, in order to have the proof that the Quran is the source of the mercy and the cure for the true believers. Surah number 17, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 82. أعوذ بالله. Surah number 17, verse number 82. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا. And we send down of the Quran that which is the healing and mercy to those whom they are to those who believe, and it increases the wrongdoers nothing but loss. I will clarify to you the meaning of this verse of the Quran. Subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and we is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah, when He speaks about Himself, He say we. Okay? because this is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We send the down of the Quran, this means the verses of the Quran, which is healing and mercy to those who believe. Actually, the Quran is the healing for the spiritual illness, because when you believe in the Quran and you have and you live the test of the worldly life, you will feel that sometimes, you know, I need a healing for the residual of the problems and of the trials of the worldly life. The Quran will be the source of the healing. For example, when you become sick or you become ill and you suffer a lot and you have a lot of pain, and then you will be feeling unhappy. Oh Allah, why I have all this pain and there is no medicine for that pain. I can't sleep at night. My life becomes very difficult. The Quran will give you the answer for this and the healing for your these feelings. When you will learn from the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward those whom they are patient with His decree in unlimited a way. So when you realize that whatever pain you are feeling in this worldly life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that pain with a great reward in the hereafter. When you realize this fact, you will feel relieved. You will feel the healing. Oh Allah, you will reward me for any kind of pain, the minimal pain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that pain. So when I learn this from the Quran, when I learn the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those whom they live the trials without complaining and accepting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them and Allah will reward them unlimited reward. When I realize this, I feel relieved and I feel that alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, that nothing in the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is not recorded. Every second is recorded. Every feeling is recorded. Everything will be rewarded. All praise to Allah. When you live your life, for example, with a husband who is treating you in a very difficult way, and you have kids, and Allah is commanding you to live marriage as an act of worship, and you are in the you are all the time questioning yourself, oh Allah, why I have to tolerate that husband? Oh Allah, why I have to waste my life with someone who is never appreciating? Oh Allah, what can I do? When I look around me, I notice that couples are happy and living a good life. There is love, mercy, affection and compassion, but for me life is totally different, for example. So what can I do? I am supposed to forget about my husband and to do as many wives are doing now, chatting and so, or I will ask for divorce and I will give him the kids. This is none of my business. Then I will start a new life alone, forget about everything and just think of yourself. No, the Quran will give you the healing for this a pain which you are living, because in the Quran you will learn that life is a responsibility. Life is a trust. Your kids are a trust. Okay? And for the sake of fulfilling the trust, you will suffer. But this suffering is never lost in the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. Number two, you will learn that with every hardship there is ease from the Quran. So all the time while I am in the middle of the hardship, I will be looking for the ease. And actually you will find the ease. If the husband is not the one you are looking for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the kids to be full of mercy, appreciation, love. So at that time, you will say to yourself, all praise to Allah. The Quran taught me that with every hardship, there is ease. And alhamdulillah, I learned this rule. I was looking for the ease while I was in the middle of the hardship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me to find the ease in my kids, in the Quran, in the masjid. Alhamdulillah. So I tolerate my problem. And I am getting the reward which will be inshallah the paradise. And I become the more realistic with the reality of the worldly life. Worldly life is the test. For at a time, my husband is a problem. After some time, one of the kids is a problem. After some time, my health is a problem. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will be the problem? This is the reality of the worldly life. But the more you understand the reality of the worldly life, the more you have the healing from the Quran, that this life is a test. The more you tolerate for the sake of Allah, the more you accept for the sake of Allah, the more inshallah you will be rewarded first in this worldly life. How? Allah will shower you with His mercy. So you will be living the very great hardship, but in reality your spirit is in the living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone is saying, oh, for example, this brother is sick and ill and lonely and poor and everything, but that brother, he is living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he will be always saying alhamdulillah. Everyone is asking him, how you are saying alhamdulillah and you have all the hardships in this life? He will answer, because I live in the mercy of Allah. I didn't feel the hardship to that extent. Allah make it very easy for me. I am not living in the hardship. I am living in the ease which is accompanying every hardship, because I am connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you are connected, oh our dear brother? Because every day I must recite the Quran. Half an hour every day, alhamdulillah. When I recite the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers me with His mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran the healing and the mercy for me, because I am a true believer in my oneness. And the rest of the verse of the Quran is that Allah is clarifying that the Quran will increase the wrongdoers nothing but loss. Why? Because on the day of judgment, those whom they are the wrongdoers, actually, الظالمون, actually, sisters, are the one who oppress. الظلم is the oppression. الظالمون, these are the oppressors. The great oppression in this life is to oppress yourself. How you oppress yourself? When you live away from the sources of mercy of Allah. The Quran and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one is the Quran. So those whom the Muslims, because we talk about Muslims, Muslims whom they oppress themselves. How? When I meet some sisters, I tell them, sisters, you are oppressing yourself. She will tell me why. I have the best clothes, I have the best car, I have the best house, and my husband is very nice with me. Why I oppress myself? I tell her, sister, you oppress yourself because you are living away from the source of healing and mercy in this life, which is the Quran. This is the greatest oppression. Whether you realize it or not, this is the truth. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that those whom they oppress themselves by living away from the Quran, they are the great losers. Because on the day of judgment, the Quran will come to every one of us. The Quran will raise the scales of those whom they live with the Quran, and the Quran will get the scale down for those whom they live away from the Quran. Living with the Quran is not optional for the Muslims and the believers. Living with the Quran is the rule and is the must and is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you cannot be guided without the Quran. This is the rules of Islam. In Islam, there are two sources of guidance: the words of Allah and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most Muslims, they live away from the source of the guidance, which is the Quran. They just listen to khutbat al-jum'ah, they just open the television to listen to some of the scholars, or they attend some activities. What is your personal relation and connection with the Quran? Zero. No problem. You will be a loser in this worldly life. You will be an oppressor. You are oppressing yourself in this worldly life. But the greatest problem also on the day of judgment. Okay, so again and again sister, if everyone is complaining nowadays, I am lonely, I am not happy, I am a single mother, you know, I don't have anyone around, what can I do, I don't like my life, people are selfish, people are bad. In reality, you are the source of all these problems because you disconnect with the source of mercy and healing, the Quran. When you have the Quran in your life, when you feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life, when the mercy of Allah will touch your heart, you will be never looking for any human being in your life because you realize that all are zero. I am not in need of zero in my life. I am in need of the only power, the only will, the source of mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all praise to Allah, I am with Him all the time. Whenever I feel upset or I am not happy, I run to the source of healing and mercy. And the Quran will be very close to you. The Quran will be your companion. I will not be looking for a companion from the human beings because human beings are not angels. Human beings are actually bad and good. This is how Allah created them. There are no angels on the earth. Okay? So they will never fulfill my needs all the time. So how can I live my life? Connect. Connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? Number one, connect with the source of healing and mercy. Believe in the rules of the Quran. This is the belief. What is the meaning of I'm a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you are a true believer, you must have rules. If you have rules, you get it from the Quran. So you must be connected with the rules all the time so that you will be guided. So you see, sister, this is the first source of the mercy on the earth. If you want to have mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again and again, sisters, I am talking about Muslims, humanity is deceiving itself. Why? Because they are trying to direct happiness to the materialistic enjoyments. Today I am not happy. When I wake up in the morning, I was not feeling happy. So I will go to Galleria. I will try to buy a very nice blouse. And I will take lunch in the big bakery. I will eat my lunch in Czech. And then I will watch a very nice movie in the cinema. Then I will be extremely happy. And at the day of at the end of the day, that person will have either two ends. Number one, he will have the antidepressant medications as soon as he will arrive home, or he will start to drink. Because none of these sources of deceiving happiness fulfill his needs. He is in need of security, of peace, of feeling that there are people around me whom they love me, they support me, they take care of me, they need me and I need them. The feeling of belonging. The cinema, the food, the clothes will never give you the feeling of belonging. Okay, you belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah, I will have a totally different day. I will start my day by praying Fajr prayer. Because those whom they pray Fajr prayer, they are in the protection of Allah and shaitan will not reach them. Then after I pray Fajr prayer, I will read some of the Quran. Then when I will read some of the Quran at the beginning of the day, I will start to feel relief. I will start to feel I have a long day which is full of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will start to have a clear mind regarding my problems because I live the truth. Most of the people are not living the reality. They are living deceiving life. When you ask your sister, you have this and this and these problems. No, don't discuss my problems now, later. I want to enjoy life. But the problems will be there. But when I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah, I start my life, my day with the Quran and with the prayer, then I will have some time to evaluate my problems according to the rules of the Quran and according to the rules, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and according to what the dua which I did to Allah during Fajr prayer. Then I will send a message of reassurance to myself. Mona, Alhamdulillah, we do dua to Allah and we ask Allah for everything, and Allah is the Lord, Allah can do everything. Now Alhamdulillah, Allah will take care of everything. Now I will try to do all my responsibilities in the best shape. Allah is with me, I am in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I will start to fulfill my responsibilities. I will not escape to Galleria or escape to the cinema or escape to any place in order to deceive myself that I enjoy the day. No, the enjoyment of the day is through the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is through facing the realities of my worldly life, believing that the most merciful is taking care of me. All praise to Allah. So again and again, sisters, I'm trying to clarify this, because unfortunately, most of the Muslims are not having the connection with the Quran. And if you don't have the connection of the Quran, and actually this is my personal experience, you will never feel tranquility or peace or belonging in your life at all. And regarding the Quran, you must start your relation with the Quran every day, every day, every day. By time, after 1 month or 2 months, the Quran will be part of your needs. When the Quran will start to be part of your needs, this is the minute you realize that you will start to feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After recitation of the Quran, when you will close the Quran, you will say to yourself, all praise to Allah. Now I feel I am balanced. Yes.
And for us that do not speak Arabic,
yes.
How can we, and we don't have the background of the history behind the Quran,
yes.
What is the best advice that you can give us? Or should we read it from beginning to end? Should we open it and see what's is there at random? Do we need a book that will guide us to understand the history and the sociology or the psychological aspect of the Quran at that time? What is the best way,
yes,
so that we can feel connected? Because sometimes we don't have good translations.
Yes, I agree.
We feel that it's repetitive, and I don't think I'm getting what you're getting because it is your native language.
Yes, I tell you, actually, Romania, and actually I learned this when I teach the English classes. This translation of the Quran is excellent. But don't read what is in between the practice if you don't like it, okay? But this translation of the Quran is excellent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that sometimes I realize the depth of the meaning of the verse of the Quran when I read it in the English class. So I start to revise the same verse in Arabic after I read it in English, okay? Be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, Allah knows that nowadays 80% of the Muslims are non-Arabic speaking. You see, 80%. So those 80%, they don't have the opportunity to understand the Arabic Quran. Okay? So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Quran is a spiritual book and is a healing and is a mercy when you read it in any language. Okay? You just read it from the beginning. Okay? And for example, say to yourself every day, I will read this number of pages or I will read for half an hour. Okay? But the most important is your intention before you read the Quran. Okay? Say to yourself, my intention is that I want to connect with the Lord of the heavens and earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who this book is his words. I want to connect with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. Have this intention very clear in your spirit. Then choose a very nice place in your house and sit alone. Okay, don't have anyone with you in the room. Okay, and then start to read, you know, start to read in a loud voice. Don't read the Quran inside yourself. No, always read the Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Always read the Quran in a loud voice. Okay, because when you read the Quran in a loud voice, this will help you to realize the meaning more. Forget about the history of the Quran. When this verse was revealed, okay? Forget about all of this.
That's here.
No, at all. Just have the Quran and read. And if they had believed and guarded themselves from evil and kept their duty to Allah, far better would have been the reward from the Lord if they but knew. Then you think, you read it, and yes, this is in reality in the worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh, you believe, say, not ra'ina, you know, whatever. Try to read because you want to get the depth. You want to be connected with sincerity. You know, read with sincerity, with the feeling that, oh Allah, I need to connect with the Quran. Gradually, and you will not be aware of this, you will start to feel that something is changing inside my spirit. In my relation with the worldly life, I start to accommodate more, to accept more, to be more forgiving. How this is happening to me? This is the effect of the Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one taking care of to make it to happen in your spirit. Okay? After 1 or 2 months, you will start to feel that you are totally different in many issues in your life. And you will start to feel that your points of view start to become different. You know, gradually you will feel that this is because of the Quran. So I love the Quran more. You will be in the middle of a trial through recitation of the Quran. You will feel that, oh, the trial is not so hard. I can accommodate. There are other solutions. It is not so difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the Quran to have its effect on your spirit so that you love it more and you are connected more. By time, you will start to feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will love the Quran. Then you will realize that I cannot live without this book. This is the source of the healing and the mercy, because you know, this book is what we know from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. This is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suppose now I write for you a message, I give it to you, then I disappear completely. I return to Egypt and you don't know anything about me. Then one day you want to remember Sister Moon. How you remember me? You will get the message and you will read it. Anytime you want to remember me or to connect with me and to feel that I am close to Sister Mona, I will get the message which Sister Mona wrote to me. In spite of the fact I cannot meet her, I cannot see her, because everyone is in a different place now. This is our relation with the Quran. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most merciful, the one who is taking care of you, the one who is running every second in your life, the one who is listening to your dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all the cure and the healing and everything. He is sending for me a message. So I have to read the message all the time. Because in this message is the secrets of this worldly life. I cannot live without the secrets. Because Allah is the creator. Allah creates me and Allah creates my husband. And Allah creates my kids. And if I am a true believer in His oneness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make me, out of His mercy, to realize more about my husband. When I will realize more, how I will realize more about my husband? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once I will read the Quran, that your bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهَا أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. From the verses of the Quran, or from the proofs of the Quran, that Allah created for you your husband from your spirit and makes affection and mercy. So when I recite this verse, I say, but I cannot feel the affection and mercy. Then I tell, but Allah said there is affection and mercy. So I have to look for the affection and mercy. I have to get the affection and mercy. I have to try the affection and mercy. This is the Quran. Then when I start to feel it in this way, I will try to say, so let me accommodate with Him more. Let me say, okay, let me try to accept His point of view. Let me try. I need the affection and mercy in my life because Allah said there is affection and mercy. This is regarding, for example, your husband. Then it is with your kids. Then it is with Allah. Then it is with the provision, with the guidance, with everything. I get the rules from the rules of the creator of everything. the more you feel that the Quran is the source of the improvement of my relation with my husband, the Quran is the source of the guidance of my kids, the Quran is the source that I can try the hardship without complaining, you will love the Quran. And then you cannot live with the Quran. At that moment, sister, you will be living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any hardship will not find its way to your spirit. Why? Because the guidance of the Quran is the healing. Okay, I have something protecting me from the effect of the hardship. What is this? This is the mercy of Allah. How can I get it? I am connected with Him all the time. When you connect with the Quran, sisters, you will love to do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supplication to Allah will be very easy for you. Supplication to Allah is a source of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time you will be doing dua. While you are driving the car, oh Allah, I am not happy, I don't want to go home, my kids are not obeying me, life is very difficult. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. Just when you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the source of mercy. You get all the anger and you get all the, the feeling of helpless out. And you call on Him. He is the most merciful. Be sure that, inshallah, He will replace all these feelings with the feelings of tranquility and peace.
Okay, talk about the brain.
Yes.
You know, what happens neurologically when people are really, really angry is that the blood flow that goes to the part of the brain that controls your feelings and emotions and reasoning, that the blood flow to that part of the brain actually stops.
Yeah.
And what happens is that this enables you to become angry.
Yeah.
And when I read, this is a very serious book, and when that happens, when the blood stream doesn't get to the prefrontal cortex, you become temporarily insane,
mm-hmm.
and you say things that are hurtful,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot control yourself because actually, your brain is not letting you
mm-hmm.
think with reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting part is that when anger is very high, because the that part of the brain that they regulate the feelings and emotions and reasoning, when anger is high, reasoning is low.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're very, very angry, you cannot reason
mm-hmm.
because the blood flow is not getting to that part of the brain. And when you're very angry, you cannot feel compassion.
Mm.
Because compassion
mm.
is the opposite of
anger.
Being angry. And when you feel compassion,
mm.
you cannot feel angry.
You see?
So my question is, when people are angry, and you know we're not getting neurologically what we need to feel compassion, how can we do?
Yes, I tell you, number one, number one, I tell you one thing. When you become close to the Quran and you live with the Quran every day, believe me, your evaluation for the issues will be different. You will never become angry very quickly at all. Because when you realize the message of the Quran and Allah is repeating that worldly life is a deceiving enjoyment. Okay? In many verses of the Quran. Okay? And the most important is that you are a true believer and you do the good deeds and all of this. So the more you live with the Quran, the more your evaluation for the worldly issue is totally different. Okay? For example, I want to buy a blouse and my husband told me, no, today we will not go out. Okay? If, alhamdulillah, I am connected with the Quran all the time, I will say, no problem. To obey my husband is more important than buying the blouse in the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Mona, forget about the blouse. Then I will smile, okay, and I will continue my life in a normal way. There is no anger, okay. But if I am not connected with the Quran, and the blouse is the most important source of my happiness today, and I must get it by anyway, and this is my right, how the people are thinking, okay? So my husband, I am very sorry, I will go by any means to buy the blouse. whether you like it or not. This is my right. Then we will start to fight. Then I will become very angry. Then maybe I will go or not. I will lose the whole day. Okay? And this is the source of being angry. When the evaluation of the issues, you know, are not clear for you. Suppose I go or and I buy the blouse. But I have a big fight with my husband. I will enjoy the blouse? Never. I will hate that blouse. The minute I will put I will wear the blouse, I will remember that I bought it after a fight with my husband. I hate the blouse and my husband. You see? So when you become connected to the Quran, the issue will be totally different for you. Gradually, you will not be upset when you lose some issues of the worldly life, you know. So the threshold of your anger, you know, will be very high. Someone will come and tell me, you know, before I was personally, I am a very sensitive person and I am very nervous. You know, both of them. If someone will come and say to me any word which I don't like, I will either cry or I will become so nervous. But now, alhamdulillah, when I live with the Quran years and years, I start to realize why to become angry with the people. Suppose someone come and tell me now, Sister Mona, I don't like your classes. Believe me, I will tell her, thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum. As if I didn't listen to any word. Believe me, Rumelia, at all. You see, what is the importance of that sister? What is the importance of her love to my classes or not? Why I care for someone whom she is even not polite to use the words which she's supposed to use? Being away from her is more better for me. Thank you very much. When my husband will come and tell me, for example, why you are late, why you didn't come in time, all the time, the masjid, this and that. At the beginning, I was saying, this is my right, I am not working, I have to be busy, I am calling to Allah, the best it is, all this. Now, when he will tell me this, yes, I agree with you. Next time, inshallah, I will never come late. I will come in time. And I will never come in time. I will always go late. Okay? But I will never become angry. Because when I become angry, the shaitan will start to control me. Then I will lose my good deeds. Maybe I will say something out of mind. Then I will be upset. Then I will be nervous. Then I will have high blood pressure and diabetes. My kids will cry. Life will be bad. Why? Never to become angry. Whatever you listen from all the human being and you don't like it, get it from the right ear and get it from the right ear also. People are saying get it from the right ear to the left ear. Don't get it in. No, I am saying get it from the right ear and out from the right ear. That's it. None of my business. Whatever the human being are saying, when I start to feel that someone will start to stimulate me, believe me, I get my spirit in another place. Until that person finish all what they want to say, then I say, okay, no problem, salam alaikum. That's it. Alhamdulillah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You are done?
Okay. One more thing. You know, the person who wrote the book, Dr.
Then I want you to promise Allah to read the Quran every day. Yes, this is the message of this class. You must read from the Quran every day, at least half an hour, sisters. Okay, say I can save my day by half an hour. Okay, how long you watch the television or you talk with your kids or with your husband or you are busy with something which is not beneficial, must much in your life. Try to have the time for the Quran and inshallah you will feel how it will be. Let us make the dua and inshallah we will continue about the mercy of Allah next week inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, and from your sudden punishment and or your displeasure. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. And